Hello, my name's Kevin Wilson. Welcome to my world. Think of this as a safe haven. The deck chairs are free. The weather is just how you like it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Because everybody's welcome on the Isle of Kevin. Or, to put it another way, this is the Isle of Kevin, and you're welcome to it. Like all good leaders, I like to surround myself with the latest gadgets. I mean, let's face it, life at work would be rather dull without telling the IT department that you really must have a Samsung that doesn't catch fire, or an iPhone thingy that understands you when you talk to it. I mean, if the ruler of an island can't have the best technology to stave off boredom, what's the point? Take yesterday, for example. I kept reading about Donald Trump tweeting. Or was it Donald Tweet Trumping? I'm not sure. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So I thought I'd start twittering. And then I realised, to my horror, that we're only allowed 140 characters in a single tweet. Same as everyone else. This is ridiculous. How can they seriously expect a political leader, a king like myself, to be confined by some artificial rule? Well, I sent them a strongly worded message. Unfortunately, it was too long. Hey-ho. So, here I am, thinking I need to show Trump and the rest of them that I'm ahead of the game. Good phrase, that. So, I have ordered the construction of a few driverless ferries that will shuttle at high speed between the Isle of Kevin and the Isle of England, or Britain, or whatever it's calling itself these days. They're marvellous things, all controlled by computers and satellite navigation, and programmed to leave on the hour, on the dot. Well, we built one or two, and we've had one or two teething troubles, I do confess. One family in particular timed their journey badly. They were driving at high speed into the terminal car park, hoping to get their scheduled departure, made it onto the ramp just as the vessel was leaving. All well and good, you may think, but sadly the loading ramp, well, it kept on elevating as the ferry left port, acting as a kind of catapult as it shut, and propelled the family of four into the air. The good news is they were flung in the right general direction, and their car landed with a mighty splash, oh, only about 3 yards short of cows. But this minor incident should not disguise the fact that driverless ferries are the way forward. When we get them back in the water, that is. Both of them are temporarily beached. The sat-nav thingy went haywire and 300 island visitors ended up in Bognor Regis. But as I said in my official statement, the new driverless ferries are on trial and teething troubles are inevitable. They will be back in service as soon as we can fix the problem. Meanwhile, visitors are invited to travel on Isle of Kevin Airways once we've sorted out the IT problems. Oh dear, the pressure of being a leader. And now, some of my citizens are putting pressure on me to prescribe this new exercise pill that scientists are working on. The idea is that you will one day be able to take a tablet that will exercise your metabolism just as effectively as running to the off-license. Apparently, it breaks down and burns up fat. Just as well as spending hours in the gym. Apparently, but I'm not convinced. For some people, the energy involved in going to the shop to get a packet, let alone fumbling with the wrapping to open it, will just be too much. My solution is simple. If this tablet is that good, why not just mix it in with sugary drinks and sweets and pies and pasties so people can overindulge and burn fat all at the same time? I may well carry out a trial, a clinical trial, so-called because people who try and have it both ways usually do end up in a clinic. Play on words there for you. No, the answer is to follow my example. a brisk walk around the island car parks, collecting money from the payment kiosks, sets me up for the day. And then I count it up. It's very good exercise, and eventually I might have enough to fix those dratted driverless ferry thingies. Ah, back again. It's pleasing to confirm that many people come to my island to get married. Isn't that nice? And who can blame them? It's an idyllic location, as you know. We have lots of places that are licensed for weddings, you may be interested to know, including the abattoir, the accident and emergency ward at the hospital, the bus shelter in Roxall. Don't worry, your ceremony isn't likely to be interrupted by the arrival of a bus. And of course, we do have a few churches that allow services in between music events, film shows, raffles, etc, etc. I read about Pippa Middleton's recent trip down the aisle. No, not the aisle of Kevin, the aisle for her wedding. Rumour has it that the day cost the happy couple over £1 million, and I am gutted she chose not to come to my island. It does make me think I should start marketing the island more effectively to wealthy people. Yes, there are still plenty of wealthy people. Yes, you mark my words. They're the ones who buy cheese from foreign countries and bread with bits in it, that sort of thing. I'm sure they don't eat the stuff, you know. I'm sure they donate it to food banks. They go shopping for effect. Which might explain why there was a riot outside the island food bank the other day. There was no apricot goat's cheese to go with the Moldovan poppy and sesame seed gluten-free wafer biscuits. Sad, isn't it? And speaking of poppy seeds, I was shocked to hear that Angela Rippon failed a BBC drugs test. She had high levels of opiates in her system. She'd eaten a poppy seed loaf and a poppy seed baguette in the previous 3 days, I am reliably informed. Outrageous behaviour from someone who once appeared on the Morecambe and Wise show, probably about 40 years ago, and once read the news in a posh and supercilious voice. I hope she gets her just desserts, which may or may not include cannabis ice cream. What a way for celebrities to behave, eh? And speaking of celebrities, see what I did there? Nice link. It's the Isle of Kevin Festival soon. Looking back through the memoirs the other day, I came across a note in my diary from an earlier year, and I quote, "The Rolling Stones, also known as the Commodes, turn up to play the festival and drive their black Berlingo, purchased under the Motability scheme, into the chemist's window so their carers could nick the entire stock of Cenopods." Mick Jagger, the Rebel, was later heard yelling at people from the window of his luxury suite at the Goldings, telling fellow residents to keep the noise down because he wanted to enjoy his DVD of Antiques Roadshow repeats. I was invited backstage, naturally, and took the Stones a magnum of Synaptogen, which went down very well. I gather Rodney Stewart is appearing this year. Who's he? That reminds me. No one will be appearing at the Isle of Kevin Festival this year unless we get on and fix those driverless ferries. Oh dear, oh dear. Must go. Catch you later. Bye. Sadly, it's goodbye from the Isle of Kevin. For this week, anyway. Thank you so much for visiting. Please make sure you have all your belongings with you, and we wish you a safe and pleasant onward journey. We look forward to seeing you again next Friday here on the Isle of Kevin, where everyone's welcome, or as we like to say, this is the Isle of Kevin, and you're welcome to it. Goodbye.